Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone, to an amazing call that we have today in regards to an amazing and incredible, extraordinary product, highly advanced, called the DPE-100. Let me start off by saying that today is November the 22nd, 2020. Everyone right now is preparing for their Thanksgiving, and we are very, very grateful that we can be so thankful for a product like this to come into the world. So I'd like to present, first of all, we have, I'm just going to name some names right now. We have Dr. Richard Presser. He likes to go by Richard, and he's the one that is really bringing this product out to the world. And we are so honored that we have become, that we're here to be able to introduce this to many more people. We also have two other individuals. I will go ahead and share a little bit of bios about them when, it's time for testimonials. And that is the first one is Dr. Bill McFarland, and the other one is Reverend Miriam Joan Handy. And so to begin the show with, I'm going to go ahead and let Bill Whiteley, as well as Barbara Turner, to come on the line, and I'll just go ahead and open your lines up. I don't know what happens. So, Barbara?
Hi, everyone. I'm Barbara from Maryland. Okay, Bill, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, so a little bit about
and Bill is in.
Real briefly.
Well, I'll tell you, usually I let ladies go first because I have a lot of respect for Barbara, but today I'd like to say hi, Jane. What a wonderful Save the Planet greeting to you, Billy, Zora, and each of your amazing listeners. I'm always amazed when I get on these calls. I just love your people, and I hope they feel the same way.
Thank you.
But, we get right to it. We're all dealing with a very invasive, harmful, dangerous problem called EMF. And no matter what we do, and we all take action, we all try to remedy this, but our families, they need protection from EMF radiation, and it's getting worse by the day. It's everywhere. And, folks, we can buy little ding-dongs or little Band-Aids or trinkets, and we all have stick-ons, medallions, little patches for temporary relief, and we put them on the Wi-Fi, the microwave, or whatever on the electric meter, but, we can't get away from it. So thanks to the DPE, and what does that stand for? Defend Planet Earth. It's a big job, and a big protection is in the works, and we've got the information to help people do just that. So glad to have Barbara Turner, my partner, on. She's the one that informed me about DPE. Barbara, come on out and tell us how you found it, and maybe you can bring our real scientists on, okay? Dr. Presser.
Yes, that's great. Thanks, Bill and Jane.
Okay.
Okay, so Bill had unknowingly to him had the 5G installed in his home, and he was talking about his eyes were burning in the day, and then he found out that the router they installed was 5G. He didn't ask for it, they just put it in. Well, that prompted me to frantically start looking for some remedy to help protect him and myself and everyone else that we can tell about it, something that could really do this, and I happened to be scouring the internet, but I decided to go back through my emails and do a search. And lo and behold, there was this link. I clicked on it, and my eyes bugged out. My jaw dropped, and I said, oh, my gosh, this has been sitting here in my draft folder for the longest time. I don't remember how long. But I'm like, this is someone I need to contact. So I communicated with Richard via email at first, and then we had a phone conversation, and it just blew me away. And I said, this is something not only we need to tell the world about this, because probably, just a handful of people in the U.S. right now know about it. We need to get the word out. and thankfully for these beautiful people, Jane, Billy, and Zora, that we have the opportunity to spread this love of this amazing technology to so many people all over the world via this radio broadcast. So I just am so fortunate to have met Jane, Billy, and Zora through, you know, the network marketing circles that we've been in, and that I know they have the biggest heart in the world to help so many people. And I just appreciate and so grateful and humbled by them and being able to help this cause of helping the planet heal itself so that we can fight off the EMF, especially the 5G and probably the 6G, they, you know, said coming down the pike, and then the severe weather conditions and many other things, which Richard will go over. So then I spoke with Richard. I had to introduce him to Bill. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, then I introduced him to, or we did, to Jane and Billy. And then we started probably about a month ago introducing it to some other people. So I'd like to introduce from Australia Richard Presser, who became the, I guess, like the master distributor, is being invented and made in Italy by someone that he'll tell you about. But I would like to bring Richard on, and it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Richard Presser.
Thank you very much for
thank
that.
Thank you, Barbara.
Sorry about that.
And thank you. I apologize for talking over you, Jane.
No, not at all.
So just briefly, this technology was brought to me by an Italian friend of mine who I'd been working with on other things. And he explained to me that this beautiful friend of his was basically gifted this knowledge from off planet. The you might say incarnate developer of this product has become deeply connected to universal consciousness, you might say, and the knowledge these days simply pours through this man. This is one of many things that he has access to. And so this piece of technology was specifically given to humanity to help protect us from one of the many forms of interference that with which we are being bombarded at this time. And as Bill said, it's this high frequency EMF energies, though other things as well it protects from. And so this device, in a sense, is a form of earthing rod, a sophisticated earthing rod, you might say. And what you do is basically dig a hole in the ground outside your house, typically, or if you're in an apartment building, it needs to be in, let's say, the garden beside the building. And it conducts into the ground the excess energies in the environment from subhertz geopathic frequency energies all the way through to beyond 5G, with the exception of the frequency of 13.4 hertz, which is the frequency of life on Earth. In a way, this is hard to imagine that something apparently so simple could be doing this. And in a way, you look at it and it looks incredibly simple. And indeed, there are people have tried to reverse engineer it, but they haven't been able to because they don't truly understand what this incredible device is doing. So it is, as I said, like a sophisticated earthing rod. And so when you understand our environment, this is not just about 5G. You probably also recognize that we have been experiencing more and more violent storms, both in terms of frequency and their power. If you wind the clock back 20 years, we didn't see golf ball or baseball sized hail coming our way. These days, we kind of accept it. It's not the normal way of things, and it's a reflection of several things, both the changing energetic environment on the planet because the magnetic field is weakening, but also because of the levels of interference with the weather in our world. And so if you understand these things, these are all driven by EMF energies. And as you will hear from our two guests a little later who have these devices installed for themselves, you'll see how these extreme weather events are eliminated from the environment of the device. It is truly as simple as that. And so hurricanes, tornadoes, violent storms are not part of your environment anymore, along with protection from the frequencies of 5G, as we were talking about earlier. So this is essentially what this device is doing. It also neutralizes radiation, which has been demonstrated in Italy. And you no longer have lightning, except if there's radiation. You have no lightning around the area of one of these devices. It also has been shown to significantly enhance the natural environment. It's as if the clock is wound back maybe by millennia in terms of the biosphere of where we are, and plants and animals and birds and insects love this change. So you tend to see unpleasant insects like mosquitoes and so on tend to disappear, but you see a return of things like ladybugs and so on that eat lots of other pests, and birds that have been missing from the environment, and many other such things, as well as plants, both trees and crops and so on, growing much more vigorously and with a longer growing season. So all these things have been observed and documented in the energies of one of these devices. So that's just an overview for you. I don't want to take up any more of your time, Jane, but that I hope gives people a picture of what this device does.
Oh, hello. I apologize for that. Thank you very much for all of that information, Dr. Presser. So now I'd like to perhaps maybe so that people really get a good understanding about how it's been effective for people, I'd like to bring in, first of all, I'd like to bring in Dr. Bill McFarland. And now let me introduce and tell everyone a little bit about Dr. Bill. And, of course, you could also, Dr. Bill, when you get a chance, just let us know how you came upon this product. Let us know how long you've had it and what kind of efficacy and what have you seen as far as the results of having this earthing tool, you know, in your property at this time or over the past number of months or so. And then, back to Dr. Bill McFarland. He presently lives in Alabama. He has quite a successful background as far as the degrees he's received. He's got an associate's in a science degree at Trinity Valley College. He was a petroleum land manager. He had received a petroleum land management degree, University of Texas, business degree from McCombs School of Business, again, University of Texas, a minor in geophysics, University of Texas, and a minor in petroleum engineering, physics TA for a couple of years in college, as well as petroleum engineering research TA. So he is definitely into, understanding, understanding the engineering part of it, land management, and all of the things that have to do apparently with petroleum, et cetera. And of course, please, Dr. Bill, go ahead and embellish in terms of, and explain further a little bit more about who you are. He was always interested in medicine and started clinical trials in Cuba and a couple of cities in Mexico as well. So add to all of that sold oil and gas businesses back in 1998. He started medical school soon after and obtained a master's degree in nutrition and finally a doctorate in natural medicine from Southern College in Arkansas. So with all of that, he also has been able to accomplish such things such as discover ways of stabilizing mild silver protein, which was invented back in 1891, and now utilizes this to assist in healing people. So I'd like for him to talk a little bit about that as well, just in terms of his background. And that product, apparently, that silver protein, that product actually is definite in how stable it is, and it's used by doctors for IV infusions orally and here and in the United States, etc. All right, besides, of course, I wanted to mention this. He's also a Cherokee Nation. He's also a member of the Cherokee Nation of North America and is a member of the Oath Keepers since 2012. So with that, Dr. Bill, let me go ahead and open up your line and tell us a little bit more about yourself and then your experience, please, in regards to the DPE 100. So let's go ahead and thank you so much one more time, Dr. Bill,
thank
for
you.
Being here with us.
Thank you very much. I grew up in East Texas. My family was very poor. I always wanted to be in medicine, but it takes a lot of money to go to medical school. So I got scholarships at the University of Texas and pursued my different businesses in the oil and gas industry. I sold everything in 1998 because I was doing clinical trials in two countries that were very successful, but I was using a very stabilized form of mild silver protein that I had developed. And I got finished with the clinical trials. They were very successful. And I sold my businesses, moved to Alabama, and then I had the money to go to medical school. I started medical school, by the way, at age 50. I didn't go drink beer on the weekends or during the week. I sat up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning studying so I could pass. And the rest is history. I've been successful with the mild silver protein, and I have doctors in several countries that purchase it from me. I heard about Dr. Presser in January of 2020. I was very concerned and have been very concerned about the weather here in South Alabama and around the world. I have scientist friends around the planet, and we've talked about these things ad nauseum. I had an international radio show for 14 years, and many former government people called me, came to me, and we discussed all these things. I still talk to those people today. And there just was nothing but the small trinkets that were available that might be used by an individual. So I was introduced to Dr. Presser, and within days I ordered the DPE 100. It was a little tough to install because the hill that my house sits on with the 78 acres around it is red clay. So it was a little difficult, but I did it in one day. And 3 days later, we had a hurricane that was coming in January, and it worked like a charm. I didn't have any tree limbs down. I did not have any wind damage. And I have 5 large pecan trees in my yard. And if you don't know about pecan trees, you can blow on a limb and it falls off. But they're very frail I have had 7 named hurricanes and storms since January, and several lesser ones that were not named. We have had, in this county where I live, we've had numerous tornadoes, wind shear that have sheared trees off at 10 feet above the ground and just sheared the tops off and just throw them on the highways and in yards and in forest. Lots of metal buildings in the county have received substantial damage throughout the spring and summer. I want to report I have not had any damage to over 15 buildings that are on my farm. Some of them were built in 2000, and the rest of them were built 2 or 3 years later. It is absolutely a miracle, and without the DPE 100, I am certain I would have sustained damage because all of my neighbors up and down the highway have had trees blow over into their barns, on top of their house. And it's not just one or two, it's all over the area because the wind and the tornadoes and the hurricanes and the hail was just everywhere. I have had no hail on the property at all, no tree limbs down on trees or the pecan trees. Then I have about 30% of the 78 acres is in forest, no damage at all. And of course, my immediate neighbor behind me is receiving all the benefits for free. But in any event, I plan on putting a second DPE 100 on the farthest end of the farm because I have an expensive barn that I do not want to have damaged because it would be impossible to replace it with today's dollars. So I intend to put a DPE 100 at that location in the spring to help keep the property like it is, without down trees and without limbs and without fences down and all of those things. And it is quite remarkable that I do sleep better at night because I have installed it outside the home, directly next to my bed. Basically, it's only about 3 feet from my bed where I have put it in the ground, and I have noticed better sleep. I have more energy, and I'll be 70 in January. I was never really weak because I have worked out my entire life, and I take vitamins and supplements and stay on the tractor a lot during the summer. But I have gotten some increased energy since I installed it, because during the COVID epidemic in the spring, I was working 15, 17 hours a day, 7 days a week, to keep up with phone calls and demand for my products. And I did it. And I look back, and I honestly can say I don't know how I did it, because someone my age just does not work 7 days a week, 15, 17 hours a day, and not get sick. And I did not. I did not get sick. I did get tired, but I bounced back the next day and started all over again. And I believe that the DPE 100 was certainly beneficial in not just making the EMF and the EMP less. I just don't think it was there. And I didn't have the wind shear. I didn't have the tornadoes. I didn't have the torrential rain that was 50 miles south of me or east, where they had 25, 30 inches of rain in one day. I never experienced any of those things. So I was very fortunate because I have 2 ponds on the property that the dams would have broken had there been 30 inches falling in one day. And so that was another miracle from the DPE 100. Richard, do you have anything to add?
I think you're doing a pretty good job, Bill. Thank you. I think it's
a pretty good
summary of your experience. I mean, it's just been interesting watching your experiences since you installed it. As you say, the storms began almost the day you installed it, and it's been a pattern of them. Week in, week out, you've watched these storms wipe out the local neighborhood. One lecturer locally was killed by a falling tree, and none of this is happening around you. It's beautiful.
No, it's not, and I don't anticipate it happening in the future either, because I have taken the precaution of installing the DPE 100, and I would like to get more people, and I hope as the weather continues to deteriorate, I hope to get people to invest in the DPE 100. Because they have commercial chicken houses around here, and one of those gets wiped out, it's $1 million to replace it.
Yes. It's very interesting what you raise, Bill, because I'm beginning to see more commercially oriented interest in using this technology. For example, if you take a grain farmer, and, you know, they have broadacre grain production, and if they can increase their yield by 5% or 10% as a result of installing a DPE device, it pays for itself very quickly. Similarly, I understand that natural gas production facilities are very sensitive to thunderstorms and so on. They act as something of a lightning rod. Well, that's not exactly ideal when you've got natural gas around. So they shut these production facilities down. Again, if you can protect them, you can potentially save a lot of production. So it's very interesting, some of the things that are starting to open up in a commercial sense in relation to this technology.
It's amazing. I have not had lightning hit anywhere on the property. And I have a 40-foot tower, about a 150 feet from my home. It hasn't been hit by lightning. It has in the past, but it hasn't this year. And I have huge 100-year-old. I'm fortunate that a lot of the property, the trees have not been cut in maybe 100 years. Those trees get hit by lightning because they're so tall and big. However, no damage whatsoever on any tree at the property. And I have a 100-year-old oak tree that is directly behind the house. And I've always thought that lightning would hit it and kill it, and then I would have to spend a fortune having it cut down. But I'm not worried about it anymore. Actually, I'm not worried about anything on the property, and that's why I want to get a second one in the spring. Because I really want the property protected from one side to the other. And that's saying a lot when you are relying on two pieces of equipment to take the place of probably $10,000 worth of insurance, which I'm going to, and I've already discontinued some of it. I'm going to discontinue more of it after I get the unit installed, the second one. It's cheap insurance for me, and it's a no-brainer, and it should be for anybody out there who is listening that has a big investment, whether it's in a home or a beach house or any place. The DPE just negates some of the bad weather that's out there, and to have seven named storms plus probably a half a dozen others to come through this area in 1 year is unheard of. It is normally not possible, but it happened this year, and from the looks of it, we still have storms in the Atlantic that make continue coming as long as the water is warm in the Gulf of Mexico. And that's a real scary thought, that we're going to have a hurricane possibly in December.
Well,
that's about all I have to offer, and I hope it's been effective, and people who are listening, so that they can make a decision whether or not they want to purchase a product like this, because it's installed at once, and it's good for several years.
Perhaps. Thank you so much. That was an incredible testimonial, Dr. Bill. That was completely amazing, all of the testimonies that you've experienced. And this is over perhaps maybe only less than a year or so that you've had this product,
this device? Be a year in January.
Wow.
But I saw immediate results. We had a huge storm 3 days after I installed it, and I talked to Richard, and I said, nothing, bugger. Everybody else has damage. I have no damage at all.
Yeah.
And it continued like that, storm after storm after storm, throughout the entire year.
Well, thank you so much. I think that information that you have just expressed is going to really go out far and wide so people can take advantage of this off-world technology that's truly amazing. Dr. Presser, I think one of the couple of things that some people have said is that the appearance of this technology seems so simple, and people should not, now after listening to this particular call, you know, you just don't want to, don't think of it in terms of it's so simplistic it's not going to work, because obviously it's beyond that. It's beyond, the thought that it might not work because it's so simple. So did you want to say anything more to that? And then the other thing, too, is for Bill. Dr. Bill, you had mentioned that it was a little bit difficult getting it into the ground because you had that clay to get through. So maybe Dr. Presser, if you can also tell people a little bit more once they get this, if on this call, or if maybe once they receive it, if they have any questions about, you know, penetrating through concrete or through clay or really rocks, you know, that could be, that won't hurt the device at all. So
it's called muscles and with a puzzle figure.
Yes, basically you should view this as a little like the size of a round post that you might use. And so what you need is a post hole digger, but you need a post hole digger with an extension, because a standard post hole digger won't dig the hole deep enough because it's longer than a standard post that you might install in the ground, which are about 2 foot 16, I think. So this goes in a bit over 3 feet. So you need to dig a bit deeper. And as Bill was saying, if you've got difficult soil, it takes a bit longer. If you've got building refuse or something like that where you're trying to dig your hole, or you're in rocky terrain, you're going to need a bit more manual work to get it installed, because it does need to be in the ground with about 6 inches sticking out. That's what's needed. This thing is conducting up to 8 megawatts of energy into the ground. And coming back to the comment that Bill made earlier about trinkets dealing with these energies, no trinket is going to deal with these kind of energies. You need something that's purpose-built, designed, and buried mostly into the ground to have it work. It's earthing. It needs to earth an enormous amount of energy into the ground. The energies that drive the kind of storms that Bill was talking about is quite high. Coming back to the design of the device, my Italian friends tell me that what this is working with is the energetic connection between the Earth and the Sun. And if you think about the shape of the infinity symbol, in a way it is sitting in that point where the lines cross. So in a way it is It is simple, but it is in the elegance and sophistication of the design that has it do its thing. And so you don't need to connect it to any power. It's an entirely standalone device. It's just amazing what it achieves.
The other question, Dr. Prester, is in regards to its warranty. We just heard Dr. Bill say that perhaps it could last several years, but the warranty itself is for 2 years, correct? So how does one know when it's time to replace whatever? Yes.
So let's not confuse warranty with length of life. You know, if we buy a car and it's got a 2-year warranty, we don't expect the car to, you know, stop running in 2 years' time. The two are not connected. And so, yes, it has a 2-year warranty. The central core rod, which is, as I understand it, a magnesium alloy, that is what's known as a sacrificial anode. So very slowly that rod is consumed. My Italian friends tell me it will actually work better as it starts to corrode a little. I guess it's because it's got greater surface area. But their estimate is that the life of that central rod will be about 6 years. Though it would not surprise me that in many environments it can last longer than that. So at about 5 years, I recommend you screw the cap off. You'd probably be doing it anyway because I do, and keep an eye on it. If it's getting largely eaten away, then you need to replace that core, which will cost you for a changeover about $500. It's not a huge amount of money, and it's all part of the plan. You might consider it again, like getting your car serviced, getting an oil change, and so on. Occasionally, you need to get these things done. So there's really no limit to the life of this thing, but at some point, you can expect that the central core will need to be replaced. That's all.
Okay, fantastic. All right, I think I'd love to be able to hear from Reverend Miriam, because I know she probably also has amazing stories to share with us. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her through. And just really quickly, we'll say hello, and I'm going to say a little bit about her. Hi, Reverend Miriam.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. And before you begin, Reverend Miriam, I would like to, if I may, maybe provide some information regarding who you are, what you do, and then you can go from there. So,
okay.
Reverend Miriam is an amazing, incredible individual. She also has a host of education in regards to, and I'll just go ahead and mention these real quickly. So she is, first of all, a cosmic coach and wise woman on tour, sharing awakening teachings of light from the ascended masters and lady masters, angels, and galactic and cosmic beings. I know that many of you that are listening to this call will really kind of align with all of that. She is a fully ordained minister in higher spiritualism, trained in spiritual healing and prophecies. We can relate to spiritual healing as well. And now a transmedium. That's amazing. She's also a teacher and a counselor now for 30 years, along with being a full-service real estate broker for 43 years. Now, that's quite interesting, doing that kind of work, besides all of that spiritual work that she is doing. She's the owner of Handy Realty, Inc., also has been a previous instructor of the year. She was a previous instructor of the year 1997 at Broome College Community College in Binghamton, and this is in New York. She is from New York, I presume, and has been providing new classes over the past 12 years, previous magazine columnist and area Toastmaster winner. That's beautiful. And residing now in Florida, beautiful Florida, Palm Beach County. And other achievements for her includes she's certified in NLP and other conscious communications, Six Sigma and Six Thinking. And the list goes on, including clinical hypnotherapist and past life regressionist, pastoral counselor for grief and relationships, and she's also a keynote speaker, well known as the Joy Lady. And we love that. We love the word joy. And the Joy Lady, that sounds beautiful as well. So, Reverend Miriam, thank you so much for being on our call today. And it's all yours.
Thank you so much. And please let me know if you can hear me all right. Just to give you a little, I was sort of grinning to myself, the comparison. Dr. Richard is, you know, an engineer and detailed with all of those wonderful things that engineers like to be detailed about. And then Dr. Bill with his medical and his natural things. And I'm on the other end of the spectrum. You know, I'm an empath. I'm a come from past lives that I remember, so many of them, and I remember angelic histories and things of that nature. And so my life is so open to higher consciousness and downloading information and such like that. And I'm not the engineer or doctor, but I experience and feel things from a different level in a different way. So it makes me on the other end of the spectrum, and that's I have using, the, as I say, the right brain, and then my left brain I use for my real estate work to help pay the bills. So that's what I do, and it's been a good life, and I'm very thankful and grateful every single day. For an example, though, is where I live. I am in, you know, as we say, Hurricane Alley. I'm in Southeast Florida. I've lived through some horrendous, horrendous hurricanes and storms here. And last year, I moved to a manufactured home community, and because it's quite the bargain as far as purchasing a nice big house and having a big yard and a storage and carports and things like this and being able to grow flowers and all these good things. But, of course, you know, it makes it more frail when it comes to big storms. So I was very happy when Dr. Richard Presser came out with the DPE 100 device, you know, defending planet Earth and defense of planet Earth. And so I said, that's exactly what I need because I'm not getting any insurance. I can't afford it. You know, that's way too much money. So I ordered one, and I trusted his information and his descriptions and his measuring of hertz and watts and EMFs, and I have no idea what those things are, but it doesn't matter. I trust people like him. And so it arrived, and he's very good with his instructions and where to put it and how to put it, et cetera. And so it sits on the other side of the wall, right where my bed of my bedroom is. And so it helps me. It took me a little while to get adjusted because of my empathic conditions with the energies coming from it. So it was a couple weeks before I started to sleep well, sleep deeply. It was a little, you know, erratic at first. And so the other thing is it's also right there with my smart meter, so it's helping to defray that. And so, and of course, there's 5G towers all around the community, and so it's like defraying that. So that's all good things. So right away, I began to notice, you know, as he said, I'm growing little vegetable gardens, and they're growing profusely. I also noticed all the kitty cats in the neighborhood like to come and lie around near the DPE 100, and little doggies run up the driveway and like to be here too. So, and then many different birds are arriving and nesting in the trees all around. So it's really made it quite lovely living here, and I've enjoyed that so much. So then the storm started. I got my DPE 8 months ago. So the storm started, you know, we have a six-month hurricane season here. And so a lot of the storms that were going around us on the to the West Coast, et cetera, but there was one that cut across and another one cut across and was coming up the east. And so I did a testimonial for Richard because I was giggling and laughing because everybody was putting down their shutters and putting up their boards to cover their windows, and everyone was worried. And I'm sitting outside having a beer on my outdoor patio going, I don't know why they're all running and worrying. I keep telling them I've got a DPE 100, and it goes approximately 2 miles around. That means this whole darn park of manufactured homes is protected. And more importantly, it goes a couple of miles up into the atmosphere with its positive effect. So I didn't know exactly how that would work. So over the last 8 months, we get a lot of rain and sometimes heavy rain, but the lightning is usually a few miles more away, nothing close anymore. And then one of the hurricanes came through, and I'm watching the television, and the weather people are just, they're literally scratching their heads, and they're going, we don't know why this happened. It came right up from Miami, and it covered Miami, and then it went across, you know, Fort Lauderdale, and it came right up through Boca Raton and Boynton Beach. And then for some reason, the storm just sort of went out to sea a little bit and made like a horseshoe, and then you turned back into North Palm Beach. Well, that's where I live, in the Lake Worth area, and that storm just sort of veered off to the ocean, made a horseshoe around us here, and then continued on its way north of us. And the weather people on the TV were literally scratching their heads saying, we don't know how that happened. We've never seen anything like that happening. We don't know why that happened, you know. So, and I was giggling to myself and going, well, now that's proof and evidence. We love proof and evidence. So it was at that point that I was able to send Dr. Richard Presser a little bit of a testimony, and to say that it was certainly proven by the weather people and what occurred and as they were monitoring this storm. And so ever since then, you know, I haven't had much of anything difficult at all, you know, before, during, or after that. We get a lot of rain, but not 20 inches, a few inches here or there. No heavy lightning strikes, and the whole park I'm in is totally protected, and it's a wonderful feeling, and not worrying about paying, you know, $4,000 a year in insurance. This is, as Dr. Bill said, it's in lieu of commercial type insurance policies. This is knowledge of that this is a connection between, you know, Earth and Sun, and this is downloaded information from higher conscious beings, galactic beings, downloading information through our Italian inventor friend, and I totally trust anything like that because I know what that's like. I know where that information comes from, and that it's gifted to us with love, and it's gifted to us to raise us up into safe and secure places of living, and so that we can enjoy our lives and be joyful and be happy. And so I am as far as well-being, I think the DPE 100 has balanced me. I feel so neutral about everything. I feel very good, well-being. I'm 68 years old. I'm, pretty much overweight, but I'm extremely healthy even so. And I function every day. I get up, I clean, I work, I do whatever I have to do and get things done. And I work in my charity work, and I'm on boards of health committees and such, and community organizations and things like that. So I stay very, very busy, as Dr. Bill would say. I get up and I'm a 7, and I go to bed 11, 12 o'clock at night and do it all over again the next day. So my energy maintains itself, and I do feel a calmness and a well-being, which is a wonderful thing. And when I sleep, most of the time it's a very good deep sleep. And so I'm getting my rest, and that, of course, helps to keep my immune system functioning well. And so all of that's good. So I don't know the technology so much. I don't know all the little numbers and things that go with it. But I know that living with the DPE 100, of Planet Earth 100, I trust it. I trust it, and I totally believe that it's helping me and protecting me from the EMF, from the 5G, from my smart meter, from underground wires and such like that, and from storms and that could take down, hurricanes coming through a manufactured home park, we all know what that's like. We all know that they could be literally flattened. And so knowing that this park is protected, my home is protected, and I'm protected, it places me in a state of grace, in a state of being so ever grateful. And I thank Dr. Richard Presser for bringing this product to us here in the United States. And I thank you so much for bringing us on this call so that we can share some of this with other folks, because as a testimonial, I don't have as much of evidence as Dr. Bill did, but I can tell you from the standpoint of being an older, wise woman and trying to just make it through life every day, and keep on going, that this has really brought me a lot of sense of security and a lot of peace, knowing that I am doing what I can to keep myself healthy and to keep myself safe. And that's what I'm sharing with you right now. And thank you very much. I hope that's good enough for you. Hello?
That's beautiful, Marion. Thank you. Jane will be back with us in a moment. She's got lost somewhere. You there, Jane?
I'm here. And thank you very much, Reverend Miriam. That was beautiful and perfect as well. Thank you for your testimonial and who you are. And I think one of the things that we're just about running out of time here, so I'd like to let our Richard Presser, Dr. Presser, to Andra Qual, and perhaps maybe you might be able to kind of give us a little bit of that history as far as it being off-world and why it's such a miraculous product that everybody should have now. And we can end our call with you ending it for us. And just lastly, from my point, from where we are, we want to wish everybody a most blessed and loving Thanksgiving. In spite of and everything else that is happening right now, I think that if people can make the effort to get this particular product, it will help to heal all of those that are especially feeling like they're in fear, because this will help to calm them down already, just as Reverend Miriam has already mentioned. Also, just in regards to what it can actually do energetically for the being, for the person, as well as all the structures and the environment, in which we're all in. So, Dr. Richard, I'll let you go ahead and end our call for us. Thank you so much for this incredible call.
Thank you, Jane. You were asking a little of the background of its off-planet source. The beautiful Italian man that brought this to us was born into a poor fishing family on the Adriatic coast of southern Italy. And so he never went to school. As soon as he was old enough, he went on his father's fishing boat to help feed the family. And then one day he disappeared off the boat. They had no clue what had happened to him. 2 days later, he turned up on land and dry. He'd been taken on board a spacecraft, and they began to explain to him what his mission was and what he was here to do. And they explained to him the reason he hadn't gone to school was so that he didn't have to unlearn. And if you don't understand that our education system is not really about teaching us the truth, but a view that those who run our world want us to understand. This is the evidence of that fact. And so they began to teach Bebo, and they would collect him and take him elsewhere for training and bring him back. And I actually have a photograph of when he was staying with our mutual friend, of this little blue personal spacecraft arriving at Giovanni's house. And so these days Bebo is like this he's like this open channel of information that simply flows through him. It's extraordinary. He's also a medical intuitive and many, many other things, and he has many pieces of technology to bring forth in this time. We are just getting started with all of this. And so I hope that answers any questions. If any of you have any further questions, please get in touch with Jane, and she will pass them on to me. And I think there is a link on the email related to this call back to Jane's website, where you can link through to order your DPE 100 device. And so thank you for your time. And thanks again for Bill and Miriam for joining us, today for this call and sharing your experiences. It's priceless. Thank you.
Thank you.